From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. The State Department says it could take months to investigate all of the allegations of vote fraud in the recent presidential election in Afghanistan. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
According to the preliminary results, Hamid Karzai looks to be headed for re-election without a runoff, but a UN-backed election watchdog ordered a partial recount because of allegations of fraud. State Department spokesman Ian Kelly says this is a process that will take time to play out.
The results of these elections need to be credible and need to reflect the will of the Afghan people. And as a result, we need to have a rigorous vetting of all of these allegations of fraud.
He called on all candidates and their supporters in Afghanistan to show patience. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama addressed schoolchildren from a Virginia high school Tuesday. The president urged them to find their strengths, ask for help, and stay in school.
You cannot drop out of school and just drop into a good job. You've got to train for it and work for it and learn for it.
The president's address had been billed as a welcome back to school talk, but some conservative commentators accused the president of forcing his political views on children. Many schools allowed parents to withdraw their children from viewing the president's address. Two California-based shippers have recalled thousands of cases of green onions grown in Mexico. Officials are concerned that the onions could be contaminated with salmonella. Bob Hensley of Capital Public Radio reports.
Steinbeck County Produce and Ocean Mist Farms recalled the onions after the U.S. Department of Agriculture notified the companies that inspectors found salmonella during a routine test in New York. The onions, traced to a farm in Mexicali, Mexico, have been distributed in at least 9 U.S. states. Salmonella is an organism that makes people sick and could be fatal to certain groups, including those with weakened immune systems. On a related matter, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration has unveiled a new electronic database to which manufacturers must notify the agency within 24 hours if they believe one of their products is likely to be harmful to people or animals. Officials say the database mandated by Congress will help the government prevent widespread illness from contaminated products and direct inspectors to affected producers. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley in Modesto, California.
Justice Sonia Sotomayor has taken her seat at the U.S. Supreme Court. President Obama, Vice President Biden, and all Sotomayor's colleagues attended the ceremony, which is held to formally welcome new members. Sotomayor and the rest of the court officially returned Wednesday for argument in a key case about campaign finance law. She officially was sworn in last month, but took the oath again in Tuesday's formal ceremony to welcome its newest member. This is NPR News. President Obama will meet his Russian counterpart before the G20 summit later this month in Pittsburgh. The two leaders will discuss talks on an agreement to replace the START 1 arms reduction treaty. Peter Van Dyke has the story from Moscow.
Russia's foreign minister told journalists the two presidents will meet on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly on September 23rd and receive a report on the ongoing talks on a new strategic arms reduction treaty. Sergei Lavrov would not comment on the state of the negotiations, saying that it was a package deal and nothing is agreed until everything is agreed. Lavrov said in a newspaper article that bilateral ties had improved markedly since the reset in relations earlier this year, and he has vowed that every effort will be made to agree a deal before START 1 expires on December 5th. However, there are doubts that a new treaty can be agreed by the deadline Presidents Obama and Medvedev set when they met in Moscow in July. For NPR News, I'm Peter Van Dyke in Moscow.
California Senator Barbara Boxer is urging the Agriculture Department to take steps to prevent erosion in areas of California devastated by wildfires this summer. Boxer says hillsides are vulnerable to further erosion by rain this winter. She says that could trigger damaging mudslides and harm water quality. The largest blaze northeast of Los Angeles is not yet fully contained. Fire officials say that fire was started by arson, and the deaths of two firefighters who died while working on the fire have been ruled homicides. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 56 points to close at 9,497. The Nasdaq Composite Index rose 18 points, and the S&P 500 was up 8. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News from Washington.